The following program is listener supported through Consider His Word Ministries Incorporated.
His word will give you wisdom for tomorrow, today. His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know His sovereign in His ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word. Today we're going to be in Acts chapter 2, beginning in verse 42. And if you have access to a Bible, I realize you may be driving or something like that. But if you have access to a Bible, I encourage you to open the Bible and consider God's Word with us today. While you're doing that, I want to quickly remind you about our website at considerhisword.org. There are a number of things you'll find there. I don't mention this very often, but there is a button there right on the main page where you can donate to this ministry if God would lead you to do that. We don't say a lot about it, but this is a listener-supported ministry, and your help would be greatly appreciated. Now, you can also go back and hear all of the messages in this series. In fact, we're having to break it down a little bit more than I really wanted to, but you can go back and hear all of the messages in this series of messages. Again, considerhisword.org. Now, also, there's a link there where you can contact us. We'd love to hear from you. If you would send us your address, we'll send you one of our little prayer journals. Now, you don't need to do that. Just drop us a note and say, heard the program. Tell us where you heard the program. But if you give us an address, we'll send you one of our little prayer journals. We send out many of these. We'd love to get one into your hands as well. Now, this is simply a little notebook that you can slip into your shirt pocket, easily fits into a Bible case or into your purse. I take mine with me to church on Wednesday night when we have prayer meeting. And as the prayer requests are given, I'm able to write them down. Or you know what one of my favorite things is when I'm talking to someone and they say, pray for me. And I can pull out my prayer journal and write their name down there. And they'll know. I think it gives them a little bit of assurance that I will remember to pray for them. And I do. I look through that prayer journal and read through that list and pray through that list every day. And so I'd love to get one of these into your hands. Again, you can contact us through the website. You can contact me directly at considerhiswordradio@gmail.com, or you can write to us. And actually, most of the requests we get through the written mail, which I think is a very interesting thing. So write to us at Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. Give that to you one more time. Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. Look forward to hearing from you. Now, today's message is a continuation from last week. And again, you can go back and hear the first part of this message at the website. Again, considerhisword.org. But it's part of a bigger series that we've been doing. And I just kind of want to mention that so that you understand where this message is coming from. I have two dogs. Every day I take them for a walk. In fact, I walk them several times a day, but especially in the morning. Occasionally, as I walk the dogs, and I'm walking around, and we live in a beautiful place here in the Everglades, I will challenge myself with different questions. For example, why do I believe in God? Why am I so sure of my salvation? Why do I believe in the resurrection of Jesus Christ? And the question I've been dealing with last week and today is, why do I go to church? Now, to tell you the truth, I grew up in church, and that may have something to do with it, and I'm not going to discount that or throw that out. I grew up in church until I was about 12 or so, and we got out of church, and when I was able to drive, I took myself back to church. I believe that it was God working in me and that I had a hunger for the Scripture and for the Word of God. And so we've been talking about, why do I go to church? Now, let me go back and just give you a couple of the things that I said. And I'm not going to, again, go over my testimony. You can go back and hear that at the website. But I go to church, first of all, I believe because I like it. I love going to church. I get excited about going to church. And in fact, as soon as one service is done, I'm already thinking about the next service. And so I go to church because I like it. I love going to see God's people. I love hearing the preaching of the Word of God. I love hearing the music, being able to worship together with other people. Psalm 111:1 says, "Praise ye the Lord. I will praise the Lord with my whole heart in the assembly of the upright and in the congregation." So I go to church because I like it, but I also go to church because I need it. Now, I want to go back to Acts chapter 2 and read that passage of Scripture again. In fact, I'm not going to read all of it. I'm going to skip a couple of verses and go down and pick up a few. So Acts 2:42 says, "And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship and in breaking of bread and in prayers." Now, here in verse 42, where it speaks of breaking of bread, it's talking about the Lord's Supper. So notice that there's teaching, fellowship, Lord's Supper, and prayer. We go down a little bit further to verse 46. The Bible says, "And they continuing daily with one accord in the temple and breaking bread from house to house." Now we're talking about meals. "Did eat their meat," or eat their food, "with gladness and singleness of heart, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved." Now, this passage of Scripture kind of gives us a snapshot of the early church and the things that they were doing and what it must have been like. And I believe all of the things that we've read about here ought to be in the church today, and ought to be a part of every service. Maybe not the Lord's Supper. Some do that, and that's fine if they want to. But as these things are going on in the church, then they ought to be going on in the church now. I need it. I need the worship. I need the corporate worship. And we talked about this a little bit last week. I'm not going to go over that again. I need the worship. But I also need the fellowship. The Bible says that they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship. Now, fellowship, you know, the best description I've ever heard of fellowship was this: sharing life. And just being able to visit with other believers in Christ, sharing the things that you're going through, hearing the things that they're going through, catching up with each other. In that fellowship, we are a family of believers. And I love the fellowship and the time we spend visiting with people. And in that fellowship, we're encouraged, and we can encourage other people. To be able to encourage someone who's going through a difficult time, and maybe you've gone through something similar, and you can say, "I remember when I went through that, and this is what God did for me," and sharing that fellowship. You see, I also need the food, and I'm not talking here about the physical food, but I need where the Bible says that they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine. Now, what was that? The apostles' doctrine. You know what I think that was? I think you go back to the Great Commission when Jesus said, "Go ye into all the world and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the world." I believe the apostles' doctrine was them passing on, and today passing on, the things that Jesus said, the things that Jesus taught. And hearing the Word of God, being fed the Word of God. You know, I enjoy the Bible study, maybe in Sunday school, but even in the church. You know, when your pastor preaches, he ought to be teaching as well. The Word of God nourishes us, and it feeds us. 1 Peter 2:2, as newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the Word, that ye may grow thereby. And we need that growth from milk to meat. And so we need the teaching. We need the fellowship. And he said, and in prayers, we need to pray for each other. You know, there's a difference about praying for someone and praying about someone. Have you ever thought of that? And we ought to be praying for each other. Even in that moment, you know, many times as people are telling me about things that they're going through, I'll stop and say, well, let's pray about that right now. And we'll stop right then and have a short prayer about whatever issue they're facing. I need it. Another reason that I go to church is because I believe God demands it. Yes, God tells us to go to church. His Word tells us to go to church. Hebrews 10:25. Now, this is such an important verse. Let me go ahead and read it. Hebrews 10:25 says, let me back up, verse 24. And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. Don't ever let anybody tell you that the Bible does not say you don't have to go to church. It does say you have to go to church. I just read it. No, you don't have to go to church to be saved, but you know, I believe this, that if you're really saved, I believe you'll have a desire to go to church. Several years ago, there was a man who I knew who had not been to church. In fact, he was a fishing buddy. We'd go fishing together. And one day we had a conversation, and I asked him about church. And he said, well, and he gave me some reasons. And, you know, the excuses really don't matter to me. But I told him, I said, you know, he did give me a testimony of his salvation. And I said, you know, I believe that if you're really saved, that you're going to find yourself in church. God's going to put it in your heart. And you're going to want to be with other believers. And you know, it was just a matter of weeks before he showed up in church. I believe it pleases God to see his children together in worship and prayer and Bible study and fellowship. So why do you go to church? I hope you go to church to glorify God. And I hope that you will be in the Lord's house this Lord's Day. Thanks for listening. God bless you.
Word will give you wisdom for tomorrow today. His Word will give you hope so you can face another day. His Word will give you strength to know He's sovereign in His ways. His Word will give you joy. His Word will grow your faith. Consider His Word. Consider His Word. His Word.
Thanks for listening today. Like us on Facebook and visit our website at considerhisword.org. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying, till next time, God bless you as you consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
The preceding program was sponsored by its listeners through Consider His Word Ministries, Incorporated.